Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Nearly a foot of rain fell in a matter of hours in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, causing widespread flooding, the closure of the city's airport, and the suspension of high-speed commuter rail service for the Broward County region. The city of Fort Lauderdale released a statement last night urging residents and visitors to stay off the roads until the water has subsided. The Washington Post is reporting the person behind a massive leak of classified U.S. military documents worked on a military base and posted sensitive national security secrets to an online group of friends on the Discord platform. The documents were online for months before the Biden administration caught wind of it. Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby from Ireland, is playing catch-up.
There is a small U.S. military presence at the embassy in conjunction with the Defense Attaché's office to help us work on accountability of the material that is going in and out of Ukraine. The United States will not have troops fighting this war in Ukraine.
Entertainer Jamie Foxx's oldest daughter, Corrine, revealed that her dad suffered a medical complication but is now in recovery. She announced on social media last night her father, Jamie Foxx, experienced a medical complication. At this time, it's unclear what that unspecified complication is. We do know Jamie's been working in Atlanta, Georgia, on a film called Back in Action with co-stars Glenn Close and Cameron Diaz. The second of two Tennessee lawmakers expelled for taking part in blocking a Tennessee state house from a gun vote last week has been reinstated.
Shelby County, Tennessee commissioners reappointed Justin Pearson to his seat temporarily.
We look forward to continuing to fight, continuing to advocate until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Let's get back to work!
Pearson and his colleague will still face special elections to determine if they should keep their seats. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Two House Democrats are calling for the resignation of California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
California Democratic Representative Ro Khanna said on Twitter that it was time for the 89-year-old to resign and that it was, quote, obvious she can no longer fulfill her duties. Minnesota Democrat Dean Phillips agreed, calling it a dereliction of duty for her to remain in the Senate. Feinstein has been recovering from shingles away from Washington, which has stalled confirmation of President Biden's judicial appointments because of her seat on the Judiciary Committee. I'm Skip Kelly.
Automakers face big challenges in transitioning the nation to electric vehicles to meet tougher exhaust emission standards proposed by the Biden administration. The problems facing EVs in America include consumer sentiment, supply chain issues, a lack of charging stations, and a questionable electric grid to support the increased demand. A reality TV staple is leaving the Big Apple for the bright lights of the Las Vegas Strip.
BravoCon, the largest reality TV convention, is saying goodbye to New York City and hello to Las Vegas. Last year's event brought more than 30,000 Bravoholics to the Big Apple. The 2023 BravoCon will take place November 3rd through the 5th and will feature a ton of star-studded events for fans of the shows on Bravo. There will be special editions of Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live, a host of Real Housewives, plus panels, meet and greets, and live performances. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Floyd Brown is with us. We're going to be talking about his new book, Counterpunch. Floyd is an American author, speaker, and media commentator, formerly the CEO of USA Radio Network. Floyd, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill.
Well, I've been excited to talk about your new book, Counterpunch, An Unlikely Alliance of Americans Fighting Back for Faith and Freedom. This is where we are right now in today's America, are we not?
Well, I really think America hangs by a thread, and it requires everybody to get up off the couch and become players in the game. And I wrote this book because I want to let people understand that they have power, and they can exercise that power. They're not powerless, which is what the mainstream media wants you to think, is that you're powerless. They've spun all of these various false narratives over the last 5 or 6 years, all to isolate people and keep them not involved. But I want people to know that they still control the levers of power in this country, and all they have to do is get active with their neighbors and they can make a real change.
Yeah, we've been saying for a long time here, Floyd, on the show, that our standing is clearly enumerated in our Constitution when it says, we the people, right? I mean, that is our authority position.
In fact, I think you can make a great argument that we're the fourth branch of government. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the legislative, you have the executive, you have the judiciary, but then you have the people. And, you know, we have a right to pick the people in those positions. Mm-hmm. We just haven't been exercising it to the full extent that we can. And what I talk about in the book is that people have tremendous power, especially at the local level, to choose the leaders that are going to run their town, their local school district, their county. And it's really important that people get engaged with that process and that Christians get engaged with that process. There's been tremendous talk over the last couple of decades about how, quote, you know, churches aren't supposed to be involved in politics. And I really think this is a heresy in the modern church, because if you read scripture, what you see is throughout the Bible, it was people of faith that were interacting with the government. It was the prophets that went to the king and held the king accountable. And so it's really important that people of faith get engaged, churches get engaged, and we get back into the process. And that's the way it was in America, really.
Exactly.
Up until the 1960s.
Yeah. How do you have this great American idea without faith?
Well, America doesn't work without faith. Alec de Tocqueville said that, you know, a government that doesn't highly regulate people has to be a government where the citizens highly regulate themselves.
Exactly.
And so, you know, what happens is if people don't regulate themselves, then, you know, then that's when you get the government kind of coming down on people in a tyrannical way and controlling them and telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. So that's why America worked so well, because we had this Christian heritage. Our public schools were started for the purpose of teaching young people how to read the Bible, and now we've thrown the Bible out of the public schools. It's, you know, we have to get back to some of the beliefs and ideas of the founders. Mm-hmm. If we want America to be successful as it has been in the past.
Exactly. We've been saying it, we've got to return to first principles. Floyd, you know, in business with your experience, when you get people who take over companies, and one of the things they do is look at the history of the country company and see when they were doing good and then when they made a left-hand turn and not doing so good, right? And a good manager can ferret that out and determine what was it that caused them to make a wrong turn. Here in America, it is quite obvious what has happened is we've turned our back on God. We've abandoned our moral anchorings because we were told by a society that, you know, it was relative. Truth was relative. So we abandoned those formidable and immutable principles that have compromised us and has us in a place where we are today, confused, chaotic, and laden with crime.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, if somebody is lost and America's lost, what do you do when you're lost? You retrace your steps.
Exactly.
You go back to where you last remember. And so it's really important for us as a country in this time where we seem to have collective amnesia to go back to our first principles, as you say, back to what we know works, and then execute from there.
Exactly. The fact of the matter is, Floyd, is like, it's like, you know, we don't have a map. We have a map. We have a map that's worked for us for hundreds of years. But the thing is that, you know, we the people got lax and we allowed the enemy to infiltrate and erode these principles, these founded, proven principles, and have compromised the outcome and the results that we have today. I mean, to the point now, I mean, who would have thought, Floyd, in our lifetime that we would be talking about being a Marxist or a socialist country?
Well, and the false narratives that we've had to deal with over the last few years have just been unbelievable, up to and including this whole idea that people can choose their own sex. I mean, it's really been the weaponizing of mental illness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people, they have certain DNA. You can't change your DNA. You're born a male or you're born a woman. You just can't change it. And to think you can is absurd, but yet our top leaders all talk like you can.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we see the results of some of this, Floyd, which doesn't look very beautiful. I mean, it's weird.
It's downright terrible and dangerous.
Yeah.
This person that went into the school in Nashville, you know, it was a girl who had been pumped full of testosterone and other steroids. And so they were pumping her so full of things to overcome her natural hormones. And we've known for decades that too much testosterone causes anger and rage.
Exactly.
There was problems with bodybuilders back in the 70s who were taking too much testosterone. They ended up getting rageful and out of control. So why wouldn't we expect that now?
Mm-hmm. Well, the culture right now and the order of the day is such that it accommodates it. And that false narrative goes out there to get us to buy into a lie because they have a different agenda. They're doing everything they can, Floyd, and you and I have warned America on this for years, is they're doing everything they can to erode a critical building block to our culture, which is the family unit.
So, but the whole purpose of my book is to get Christians up off the bench, because the truth is we have the numbers if Christians will walk away from apathy and get active in their communities. We can change this. And it's only because we're not active and because of heresies like, you know, politics is secular, politics is dirty, Christians can't be involved in politics. No, Christians need to be involved in politics, and they need to be fully engaged right now so they can win back their schools, win back their communities, and so the gospel can still exist.
Amen. We've got to go to quick break. More from Floyd Brown after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nineteen minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Floyd Brown. We're talking about his brand new book, Counterpunch, An Unlikely Alliance of Americans Fighting Back for Faith and Freedom. Floyd was saying that, look at people of faith have got to get into the field of battle. This is a war that's happening, and we're losing by default because we're not engaging the enemy, because we've been told, which is a false narrative, that we're not to have any say whatsoever. But we know that, or at least we've known in years past, that politics is supposed to be downstream culture. But I saw a paradigm shift here, Floyd, and I'm not sure if you saw the same thing, is instead of politics being downstream culture, we find that culture is downstream politics. And this is what's adding to the animus and the disunification of what was once the United States of America.
Yeah, well, our leaders benefit when we have what I call tribal conflict. They're always pitting people and groups against one another. You know, Christians versus non-Christians, whites versus blacks, Hispanics versus Asians. They're constantly pitting men versus women. Mm-hmm. They're pitting people against each other, because if everybody's warring, and if you've got all of this dissension going on, then they actually have more power and can control things more easily.
Exactly.
So it's unity is super important for America. We've always come from different places. That was even true during the founding, where you had, you know, Maryland, that was the Catholic colony, and you had Massachusetts, which was the Puritan colony, and you had Virginia, which was really the Church of England, it's kind of the entrepreneurial colony. There's always been big differences, but when we come together with unity, we can do great things.
Exactly.
And unity was so important. It's actually in our name. We're the United States of America. And I don't think that's by chance. I think we're successful when we ignore our little differences and instead focus on what we really share together, which is our desire to all be free.
Yeah, and we're better versions of ourselves. It's more intellectual. Otherwise, if you silo yourself, as Jordan Peterson says, you render yourself stupid.
I agree completely. That's 100% true. And so, you know, sometimes it's hard to get out of your box and meet people and get to know people. But one of the things I talk about in the book is how there's so many local groups that are just starting up that really are committed to changing the country. In one group I talk about is in Phoenix. It's called the North Valley Constitutional Citizens. And mm-hmm. It started during COVID because a guy got upset about a mask mandate. So he texted 50 of his friends and said, hey, I want to get together and figure out how we can fight some of these mandates. 250 people showed up at the coffee shop where he where he had invited 50 of his friends. Mm-hmm. And now they meet every other Monday at that same coffee shop, and they're involved in school board races and local politics, local city council races. They've gotten active, and they're working together in community and unity, and really making some great change in the community.
Exactly.
So I encourage people to either get involved with a group like this, or if there isn't one in your community, start one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and no doubt we've been told by many experts time and again. John Guandolo comes to mind, former FBI agent and one who his following is understanding the threat. He trains FBI agents. He trains others. He's going into local communities to build up cells like this, because it's been his experience that things happen more effectively and with much more rapidity at the local level as opposed to the federal level. And I believe him to be exactly right. And your story is consistent with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's 3,100 counties in America. And, a lot of these counties don't have, they end up liberal by default because there's nobody, that's active. And I guarantee you there's churches in every single one of those counties.
Oh, without a doubt.
Those churches need to be involved.
Yes. No, the idea, and of course this goes back to when then Senator Johnson, before he became president, really dumped into the body politic this idea of separation of church and state, that the church should have nothing to do with politics. And the reason he did it was for self-survival, because people of faith were coming out against him in record numbers. So he squashed it. And the remnants of that faux presentation continues to this day, and it's at a great cost to the American people and our constitutional government.
Right. I was privileged to be in a meeting that was held before the election in 2016 with a lot of church leaders and then candidate Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And when he walked into the room of church leaders, he said to them something I'll never forget. He said, "You have more power than you think, and you fail to exercise it." And I think that's true of every church in America. We have a local school board here in the Phoenix area where there's a woman who is on the school board that's trying to keep the school district from hiring any, quote, Christian teachers. Mm-hmm. And she is a transgender. I don't quite understand it. She doesn't identify as a woman. She doesn't identify as a man. She identifies as a cat. And I guess that's trans species, but she wears little kitty ears to the meeting.
Oh, wow.
And I wonder, how did this crazy lady get elected when there's mega churches sitting in that school district that could have easily, if they'd gotten active, controlled every member of the school board?
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Well, you know, the statistics are quite clear, Floyd. Only 50% of people in church today will bother to register to vote. Only 50. To Trump's point. And of that 50 that register, only half of them will actually go out and vote. This is why our culture is getting pummeled. And Donald Trump was exactly right. And, you know, when you go back to the early foundings of this country and what caused it to grow and be so robust and really be that light on a shining hill, it was because of people of faith. And the light is becoming dim because people of faith have checked out.
No, and that's the whole purpose of my book, Bill, is to hopefully encourage people to understand that they have power and they can have influence. All they have to do is exercise it, and I try and give them some easy steps to be able to do that in their local community.
2 minutes left here, Floyd. Let's start. You know, what are the key steps that they should take immediately?
Well, number one, I say, get to know your neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know, they put us in this lockdown, you know, for COVID and isolated all of us. We were like home prisoners. Mm-hmm. And people don't know their neighbors anymore. You
right.
should know your neighbors. That's number one. Talk to them about the issues so you know what they think, and have discussions with them. And, you know, this whole notion of, hey, you can't talk politics with your neighbors. No, right now we've got to talk politics because it's impacting everything about our communities. And so, you know, we've got to get past those barriers and then, you know, get a group of people together and then start getting active locally, whether it's in the school board race, the sheriff's race, the town council. There are a lot of places that you can exercise influence that I guarantee you're probably within a 10-mile radius of your home.
Well, like this other group, the North Valley Constitutional Group that you mentioned earlier, they started small and worked themselves up, you know, accordingly, because things like this really take on a personality and a form of their own, and it's amazing how you can see from one community to next how it adapts to the specific need, right?
Yes, and I have a wonderful Bible verse. It's one of my favorites. It's from the book of Zechariah. It's, "Don't despise the day of small things."
Mm, yeah, I love that.
All of
yeah.
us taking small steps.
Well, Floyd Brown, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Counterpunch from Floyd Brown, an American author, speaker, and media commentator. Thank you, Floyd. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
USA News Update. The U.S. government is calling the apparent disclosure of classified materials surrounding the war in Ukraine as an insider leak, but has yet found any suspects for a massive intelligence breach that has exposed sensitive U.S. information to the world via the Discord internet platform. A federal appeals court late yesterday blocked a Texas judge's decision halting the FDA's approval of the widely used abortion pill, mifepristone. The 2-1 ruling by a 3-judge panel means that for now, the drug is still available in the United States with several strict limitations. The Food and Drug Administration reports over the years, at least 22 women have died and thousands more have experienced serious complications after taking the abortion pill. Today is officially National Scrabble Day. That's all C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E. Lance Pryor, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. Wilfred Riley joining us now, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. He is the professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Hey, Will, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Good to be back on the show.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. From a campus viewpoint, you know, what is happening? How are the kids reacting to what seems to be, at least from our purview, maybe this is the difference in the crossroads here, as we look at a deconstruction of our society as we've known it, and for the kids, it's like it seems like they want to reinvent the wheel. We've got brand, degradation that's taking place. Brands like Jack Daniels, they've lost a lot of money. Budweiser now, I think it's up to $6 billion since they embraced Delaney. And the trans movement and movies are losing left and right when they embrace the trans movement as well. What are the kids saying about this?
Well, I really think it's campus by campus. I mean, Kentucky State is a historically black college in Appalachia. Mm-hmm. So is pretty traditional when it comes to a lot of this stuff. I mean, the KSU students don't want anyone to be abused. But I don't know how many I don't know how many students in our engineering or agriculture program really know who Dylan Mulvaney is, mm-hmm. honestly. So I think a lot of the focus on American academia tends to be on kind of 8 or 10 bespoke colleges that no one goes to that make a lot of noise. So, I mean, San Francisco State would be sort of the example. There actually was the incident there recently involved someone that I know from Kentucky, Riley Gaines from the in-state UK women's swimmer went there to give a pretty basic speech about, you know, trans males not participating in women's sports, a little more funding being directed to women's sports and so on. It was attacked by a mob. So, I mean, obviously, our students, you know, KSU UK thought that was ridiculous. But I also will say there may be 12 or 15 campuses in the whole country where that would happen. And it's important to go there because Berkeley, Harvard, so on, those are some of the flagships of American education. And they're the craziest places in the country. They're producing a lot of our elites. But, you know, most of the USA, if you interact with normal people, you're not going to see that kind of thing. The issue is, why are the people that may be the next generation of leaders being trained to be so crazy? And that's a real question.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you say that here they are, this is the training grounds for the alleged elites. But when you do this and you socially engineer their intelligence to the level that you're doing, you've kind of rendered them, you know, less intellectual, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we've both been bosses, and I've actually had pretty bad experiences hiring Ivy graduates. I mean, just bluntly, thinking about working in positions like sales director, senior sales executive in Chicago, my general experience was not only did they lean very far to the left, they were also very sheltered, and a lot of their training was in sort of worthless theory as opposed to practical business or social science or methodology or whatever. And to some extent, I've seen that be true in higher education as well, without naming specific people. So yeah, you've got a weird situation. Academia itself leans to the political left overall. So I mean, something like 18% of professors in the social sciences identify as Marxist, and that's a problem throughout many of the fields. But that intensifies as you go up. So in many ways, kind of thinking of the parents in the audience, you don't necessarily want to go to some obscure community college, but if you go to the University of Illinois or Penn State or certainly West Point, you're not going to get a poorer education than you would if you went to Yale. And that's a bizarre thing that's been true for a while. And that's because of the infiltration of what's called postmodernism and so on, the different critical theories into the American Academy. There aren't that many people that believe that stuff. So it can't take up every institution, but it's there and it's concentrated at what used to be the top, let's say.
But it seems, Dr. Riley, that it has infiltrated many of the institutions, and this is going to be a tough battle for these kids that are graduating that have some common sense, and they were raised differently, and it just seems right now that what we're dealing with is a purposeful deconstruction of our society and the things that you and I grew up with. I mean, let's just take, for example, as you mentioned, Riley Gaines, and I know you can appreciate this, as you and I have had backgrounds in athletics and competition. And we would think that for the most part, we participated in fair competition. Although when I was in Catholic school, in elementary school, we did play against a different diocese, a group of kids that, were 14-year-old eighth graders. That was a little unfair. It was a little bit foreboding when you're playing basketball against kids that are shaving and you haven't even begun to see, a hair of puberty yet. So that was, I can relate to the imbalance a little bit there. But for what's happening right now, I mean, in the spirit of competition, you know, you and I would never, ever accept a trophy in a competition where it was biased or, you know, was so stilted that, we could just kill our competition 100-1.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, schools have always done things like use ringers. And, I mean, that's an old joke. Like, you wonder how you're going to do against the guy with the mustache. But, I mean, it's a whole new level if you wonder how you're going to do against the girl with the mustache. And, I mean, I think that's where the kind of the trans issue comes in. Again, the question is, how many people, and I'm not at all excusing this, I agree with you 100% on this issue, but the question is, how many people really believe that, I'm asking this question on Twitter right now, just the blunt question, should males be able to compete in women's sports? to a pretty bro but very diverse audience, a lot of academics, so forth. And right now it's at 98% no, 2% yes. So I think the vast majority of people, including the kids that we're sending out into college, that we're sending out into prep school, kind of know what the answer is here. And again, the issue to some extent, this is actually good news for the quote-unquote anti-woke side, is that you have a very loud activist minority that's steering a lot of these debates, that sort of packs up and attacks anyone who on their own speaks out against what's presented as the consensus. But you have a very large, silent majority around a lot of these issues. This was true, we saw, when it came to police defunding. When crime started rising, almost every city got rid of that movement within a matter of weeks. This is true when it comes to what is sex, what is gender, what is sexuality. So, yeah, you have a lot of left-wing wackos in academia. I don't know a better way to say that. But I don't even think that's the majority of the professoriate in most colleges, and it's certainly not the majority of the students. The real question is, how do you get ordinary people to have the courage to speak up against things that are obviously crazy? And I think social media plays a role there, and I think just the first people to stand up and do it, including us, including a lot of people in your audience, have a big role to play there.
Well, there's no question, and the thing is that the challenge we have in social media is that there are outlying forces there that are pretty overt in throttling down anything that they consider to be hate speech. So they have been accommodating, you know, this kind of wackiness that's going on. And so and if the truth be known, as I said earlier, I believe this is a purposeful deconstruction of our society.
Yeah, well, I think that what I think you're saying there is that there are people in the elite that want society to be dramatically different from what it is today. And
yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The question is whether they're going to be successful. And I think the answer is probably not. The great Tom Sowell wrote a book called The Vision of the Anointed. And I think the first edition came out in 1989. He rewrote it in 2005. But he argues that this has been going on for a very long time, that these sort of obscure European intellectual theories have kind of infected, was his word, the top American academic institutions. So you get these waves of people going into the upper elite that want to radically change the way most people think, move society towards socialism.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. We've got more from Dr. Wilfred Riley. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking to Dr. Wilfred Riley. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And Dr. Riley, I got to tell you, you know, to hear your encouragement, it brings back some hope here that maybe in some cases it's a bit of a phase. You know, I keep saying it's like experiencing and defying gravity. And this is where some of the kids are at right now, is they keep defying you know, natural law, and maybe they'll get tired and go through that phase and say, God, I was really an idiot, you know, challenging gravity. And this is what we seem, what seems to be happening. Although what I am seeing, you know, from my purview are these outside forces. I say that it's social engineering, people who, you know, call it the deep state, that are out there in the shadows that are pulling the levers. I mean, we're fooled to think that our elected officials really have a say in this, when there are, I believe, other forces in the background. And, you know, the kids are being, you know, fashioned by social media, where there's a censorship industry. I mean, this has become very sophisticated. There is an infrastructure for it that's producing results that are expected. And I think it's like what happened in the 2020 elections, and why Nancy Pelosi, several months before, I think it was in October, well, not several months, just a couple of months before the election, where she emphatically said that Donald Trump would not be elected president. Which, you know, you're looking at all the signs and going, wow, what does she know that we don't know? Well, she knew something, because guess what? She was right and we were wrong.
Well, I mean, I think she knew that there'd be a massive media and social media response to anything Trump tried. I don't think she knew that, you know, voting machines were programmed against him or something. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's actually an ongoing lawsuit. So I guess we'll get to see. But right. In terms of the, I think most people haven't changed much since the Bible era. You know, humans have the same personalities, the same pluses, minuses, flaws, all that. So in terms of whether people have common sense and whether people are aware of, I mean, the things we're talking about, you know, almost everyone that's been on a date or, you know, run on a track knows the difference between a man and a woman. Mm. I don't really think that there's a dramatic difference between this era others in the past when it comes to that. The question is whether there are people standing up and saying that, because you're right. There are definitely forces out there saying the opposite. As people come forward and start to do what we're talking about, though, I think it's very probable that these social trends will end. I don't think American society is going to collapse in the near future or anything like that. And that's what I was talking about. The last thing I mentioned before we went to break was the vision of the anointed. And right. There are books by solid conservative scholars where people have pointed out this has been tried over and over again. Essentially, it's the idea of reshaping people, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Marxism, that's blank slateism, I mean, that's transhumanism, that's transgenderism. It's the idea that you can take people and make them something else that you want them to be. And yeah, I would agree that that's generally been kind of a shadowy elite idea. Mm-hmm. And so far, every time it's come up, we've been able to defeat it, sort of the people unified, if you will.
Exactly. Well, I think we're fighting some forces, though, unlike then when you've got controlling forces of the media and information, what is being, you know, taught, what kids are being exposed, what we are exposed to on these devices, and understanding that it has gone through, you know, some disinformation, even though at times we think, oh, okay, boo, we stopped the disinformation czar, you know, coming into the Biden administration. Well, little did we understand that the CIA and FBI has greatly been involved with censorship all along, and now you throw into the mix, Will, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, I think AI, for a variety of reasons, is a big worry for the future. I mean, I've talked to ChatGPT, and mm-hmm. one of the things you have to recognize with AI, and I think most of your audience does, is that it's programmed to give the answers that its coder wants. So, I mean, there are a lot of jokes about ChatGPT being woke, and they're not all jokes. I mean, if you ask it to criticize Trump, it will. If you ask it to criticize Bernie Sanders, it won't. So, yeah, and I mean, of course, we're going to see AIs that are written more from the right, and we're going to see other AIs that are totally amoral that come out of China and Japan. Mm-hmm. But that whole era of, you know, your refrigerator, your car are going to have quasi brains in them, that's something that we're going to be dealing with in 10, 15 years down the road. And I'm not all that excited about it, Bill.
Yeah.
But in terms of the idea right now that there are people that are elite and mostly left that are controlling information flow, I have kind of a heterodox position on that, because I think that's actually gotten better in the era of social media. Today, yeah. I mean, sure, there are censors out there, but Elon Musk owns Twitter.
Yes.
I mean, the most popular player on Facebook is the Daily Wire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have almost 100,000 Twitter followers. So, yeah, they try to throttle you and so on. But anyone that wants to can just search my name and click on my page.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you have to realize, I know you realize, coming from the talk radio space, that 20 years ago, there were, what, 10 major broadcast networks and newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and they were all controlled by people that were pretty near the billion-dollar level in income, but except for Fox, had the same worldview, and even Murdoch was a billionaire.
Right.
So I think that we're still dealing with centralized information control, but if anything, it's getting better. Anyone with a computer right now can become a public voice, and that very much wasn't the case in the Walter Cronkite era.
No, not at all, when you had the three networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC, controlling 85% of the viewing audience back in that time. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, when you
think
about
one
it.
One of the things then was that people thought of these networks as unbiased, and that absolutely wasn't true. They weren't the crazy left that you get with MSNBC, but I mean, they all had a pretty much DC upper middle class center left worldview. I mean, the media to some extent lost us the war in Vietnam. I mean, when mm-hmm. I've done any kind of historical research,
right?
So that was just a reality. And today, I mean, you can Dan Bongino or Alex Berenson, just guys you'll meet at a conference, have the reach of an MSNBC show host, a CNN
exactly.
show host.
Right.
So that I think is a good thing.
No. Well, I think it does give you some encouragement. I want to transition over to what's happening in Tennessee. We were talking about earlier. This faux racial outrage that has been going on, and of course it's been on full display. You know, break that down for us, because we got Justin Pearson. He's back in the state house.
Well, this is one where I think we're actually pretty much in full agreement. I mean, so what happened in Tennessee? First of all, what happened in Tennessee? I want to not forget this. There was a shooting at a well-regarded Christian school by a lunatic transgender gun woman. I mean, that's what actually happened in Tennessee.
Right.
A maniac went into a school and shot six people, including three beautiful kids.
On pharmaceuticals that we can talk about later, but that's a whole other issue. But go ahead.
Yeah, so that's the actual thing that happened in Tennessee. I mean, one of the most graphic mass shootings in probably 4 or 5 years. Like, the little kids were killed.
Yeah.
But as a result of that, there was a rally against gun violence, which, okay, that's the left-wing take on this. The right-wing take is security in schools. And that went to the legislature. And so far, there's nothing unusual. What happened next, however, is that three of the legislators in Tennessee decided to lead the group of protesters slash rioters, I believe using their legislative key cards, into the chamber, into the rostrum, where they, the legislators, the representatives, started using bullhorns to chant at their colleagues. I believe one of them threw something. And this went on for a while. The members of the Tennessee House were shepherded out into a bathroom. And when things calmed down, when the floor was cleared, which took about an hour, they essentially removed the people that were involved in this. They held a vote on impeachment and removal for three people, the quote-unquote Tennessee Three, and they removed two of them.
Right.
And this led to claims of racism because the two that were removed happened to be black. The person that was not, who hadn't used a bullhorn, hadn't thrown anything, was an older white lady.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's basically the story. Two of these people were removed. And, again, it's the usual kabuki of politics. Either one or both of them was immediately reinstated by the local city council. But the backstory here is also extraordinarily entertaining. I mean, one of them, Justin Pearson, is an upper-middle-class kid who went to, I believe, Bowdoin College, who's kind of reinvented himself as a Malcolm X-style Southern black preacher. So there are these clips of him making the rounds on social media, first clean-cut guy in a Brooks Brothers suit, and then later, you know, speaking with a big afro in these sort of dulcet preacher tones. But that's basically the situation in Tennessee. These lawmakers were involved with this very vociferous protest in the House. They were removed from membership and now are coming back, and they're claiming racism.
Exactly. Well, and of course, the one that didn't get, ejected, she missed it by one vote, was white. And of course, she throws out the race card. I mean, it was like, of all things, really. Go ahead.
She immediately threw her colleagues under the bus. I mean, she actually defended herself on the floor, saying, well, I apologize sincerely first, but also I didn't have one of the horns. I wasn't involved in anything physical. And so one of her Republican colleagues showed mercy. And the minute she was back on the rolls, she gave this speech about how, you know, as a white woman, I benefit from my privilege and so on. You could just see people looking on, disgust in their eyes. But that's how only two of the Tennessee Three got cut.
Yeah, exactly. But Justin Pearson is definitely, he's been characterized, for his lack of, I guess if nothing else, if you want to talk about it, integrity. And now he's channeling his Reverend Sharpton it's, in some sense, you can laugh about it and feel sorry, but unfortunately, the citizens of Tennessee are having to digest this and filter it out and make sense out of it. But, like you said earlier, and you've said several times throughout our conversation, is that common sense reigns, and maybe eventually we'll get through this and it will reign once again in Tennessee.
Sounds good. Let's see if people can see through a LARPing Luther King there.
Exactly. Dr. Wilfred Riley, he's the author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. You got a new book coming up too, right? Soon?
Yeah, I have a new book coming out. It's called Lies Your Liberal Teacher Told You. It looks at higher ed and some of the things we've been talking about.
Stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.